Much improved weather is going to occur across the Midwest as we go forward through this week, but we have one more bout of cool and wet conditions to deal with first. A frontal system moving through the Midwest today will generate some light rainfall from Missouri to Michigan and parts of Ohio. This frontal system and all the precipitation will sag south of the Ohio River as we get into the late evening and overnight tonight. That should represent the last of our organized precipitation potentials for at least 5 to 6 days. The next opportunity for precipitation of significance will hold off until we get to the early part of next week. At that time, we'll see a new frontal system moving into the western portions of the Corn Belt. This will occur as early as Sunday, going into Monday, and that frontal system will take its sweet time getting into the eastern Midwest. And for that reason, some areas east of the Mississippi River will stay dry into Tuesday, the 19th of April. The temperatures are going to be warming as well as once we get beyond the first half of this week, but it will stay rather cool across the region for yet the day today and tomorrow. We'll look for high temperatures today in the 40s and 50s, except right at the Ohio River, where the temperatures will sneak up into the 60s to around 70 degrees just before the frontal system slips into that area. Tomorrow we'll look for highs mostly 40s and 50s again across the Midwest, but some 60 degree readings will occur out in the far west, mostly near and west of the Missouri River, and that heat will start working its way eastward as we move forward on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. By the end of this week, most of the Midwest will be seeing highs in the 60s and 70s, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some temperature extremes up around 80 degrees in the southwest part of the Corn Belt. We'll look for some of that heat to work its way into the lower parts of the Ohio River Basin area as we get into the weekend as well. The low temperatures at night will start off certainly cold enough for more frost and freezes to occur across a big part of the region overnight tonight. 20s and 30s likely for lows in the lower parts of the region. It will be the last of the colder nights for a while. We'll start a warming trend that will likely replace those freezing temperatures with lows that will run mostly in the 40s and 50s as we get into the weekend coming up. And it looks like the next opportunity for precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest will come during the middle part of next week if that takes place as expected and we have the warm weather that precedes it. There will be aggressive field work that will take place in the lower parts of the Midwest. Today's rain will still be significant enough in portions of the Midwest to keep the ground wet enough that a few days of drying will be necessary before field work can begin. The amounts of moisture that will occur will run rather widely across the region, running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to more than 2 inches. The greatest precipitation will probably be in a narrow band from southeastern Missouri into southwestern parts of Indiana. In that corridor, there will be obviously some longer delays in getting into the fields, but with temperatures rising up into the 60s and 70s and eventually up around 80 degrees during the latter part of this week and into the weekend, it won't take too long for the ground to firm up and field work will begin. And the bare minimum is that there will be at least 3 aggressive days of farming activity taking place in the lower Midwest, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see that extended into a 4th day for some locations. In the hard red winter wheat country, it still looks as though everybody's going to get rain later this week. Already some rain of benefit occurred during this past weekend and will linger a little bit today. We'll look for the big rain event to occur from Friday into Monday of next week, and during that time period, all of the region will get rain and crops will respond well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.